Texas Revolution of the Champions Indoor Football League. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. We are presented today by Impact Media. Appreciate you guys tuning in. You know, we're a little later start tonight. We had some technical difficulties that were absolutely out of our control, but we're back online now and hope to be joined by running back Darius Fudge here in just a few short seconds. But tons we get to get into. We get to talk about the game where they played the Mesquite Marshals over the weekend. Tons of fun stuff, like I said. And, you know, just like I said, fun things we could talk to you about. We're going to talk about the game. We're going to also... you know, we'll also catch you up with all the latest. I do want to let you know, I know you guys have texted and talked to me about it, and Sonny mentioned it on the broadcast, actually, of the game, but in case you missed it, the reason why Taylor McCullough was not at the game was he wasn't sure he was going to play football this year. So before the season started, he scheduled an out-of-town trip that he needed to make for some personal reasons. It just happened to fall right where the game was. I've actually talked to him since he's back in town. He's good. We will be able to, you know, he's fine. He's gonna be back. There was no injury. He just happened to be out of town, so you know, he decided to play football because the Revolution made him a good offer, one he apparently couldn't refuse. And you know, glad to have him back. It wasn't an injury. I know a lot of you guys were worried about that, but no, he's fine. But you know, I do have a special guest tonight, and I do believe we have him online. So right now, I do want to bring him on. Of course, he is the other part of the probably best 1-2 tandem in the indoor league, of course, and he is running back Darius Fudge. How you doing, Darius?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing a lot better now that we got the kinks out of the show. I appreciate you bearing with us there.
Yeah, sorry about that. It happens, man. So glad to be back on.
It definitely does, and you know. Like I said, we worked out the kinks. It had absolutely nothing to do with me, with you, or anything else. It was a technical glitch of some kind, but we are absolutely ecstatic to have you on.
Glad to be here again, man. It's been a while.
It has been a while, and that's something that was I didn't realize it had been as long as it had. It's actually been a good while. I'm glad last week's guest, Catherine Dunn, brought that up, and actually Jordan brought it up off the air as well. So I apologize for not having you on before then.
Oh, no, it's no problem.
But, of course, we wanted to have you back on for a few minutes because, by far, you're one of the more popular guests. You're one of our favorite guests as well. Between you and Catherine and Frankie are our top three as far as who the fans wanted to have on. So we need to make sure you're on.
Yeah, I'm sure it goes in that order, too, with Catherine being the top, you know, and then Frankie being last but not least, hopefully.
Well, I don't know the exact order. That's just the order that I saw it on, you know, that I saw it based on. And I didn't actually look at the numbers, but Catherine didn't believe me when I said she's actually one of the more requested ones as well.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure without a doubt. She definitely got my vote. Hopefully she gets to be on a lot more, and I enjoyed her interview. Well,
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I know she had a good time as well, and we'll get into her here in a minute because, you know, I had something fun I had planned for you to come on, but since the technical glitch, I had to cue it up a little different. But you know, but as I get into the first thing I was going to bring up with you, I feel like we need a little music. So I don't know if you can hear that in the background.
Yeah.
Because you brought it. To, yeah, exactly. It's your theme music. And for those who don't know, a lot of the players, a handful of players, have superhero nicknames. And Darius is just so happens to be Batman. So I felt like you needed your own theme music.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate that, man. That's one of the cool things about our team, man. Everyone has their alter ego, and sometimes you need that to tap into, you know, to pull out that extra spark in the game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And let's see, the way you told me was you're Batman, of course. Clinton Solomon is Superman. Was it Jordan who's Iron Man?
Yep.
And Frankie is Captain America?
Yep, that is correct.
I mean, that sounds pretty fitting. I mean, just knowing you guys' personalities and watching you guys the way you play, I can kind of see that. But what kind of drew you to Batman?
Batman, just because I think he uses his intelligence a lot more than obviously the superpowers that everyone else possesses. And, you know, that's kind of how I feel like I am on the field, man. I kind of use my knowledge, you know, along with a little bit of God-given talent to, you know, make the best out of the situations that I'm put into. And I think that's why I chose Batman versus, you know, a lot of other superheroes, man, because, you know, without his intelligence, Batman would just be another rich guy running around trying to save the world. But,
exactly, because he's one of the
highly intelligent.
Right, he's one of the few superheroes who relies on his smarts and his you know, gadgets and various weapons and tools to use, as opposed, you know, he really doesn't have any superpowers as opposed to the other ones.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's me. I'm just a normal guy, man, and you know, I do some super normal things at times because I feel like, you know, I use my wit to my advantage to get the upper hand, because that's what this game is all about. It's just, you know, matchups and taking advantage of what you get across from.
Exactly. And, you know, what drew you to the comic book world? Because I know you're a big comic fan.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, growing up, that's kind of like my era, and I'm just a big old kid still to this day. I still enjoy, you know, all types. I really love the whole Marvel theme, period. I mean, all Marvel superheroes have always been fascinating to me, but, you know, I'm so glad they're putting it to cinema now, because I don't get to read the comic books like I used to as a kid, but it definitely makes up for it when you can go watch your 2-hour movie. Speaking of which, Batman versus Superman is coming out, so I'm really stoked about that. So, yeah, man, I just always been a big kid at heart, so I'm glad to incorporate that alter ego of Batman into my game.
Yeah, not only was I looking forward to watching that a little bit, because I kind of like Ben Affleck, and I'm looking forward to what he does with the Batman character, but one of my nephews, I was down in Savannah a couple days ago, and every time we would pass a certain billboard, he'd point and go, "Can we go see that?" You know what, buddy, when it comes out, we'll jump right on that, because he's a big superhero fan, so I guess whether I wanted to or not, I'm going to end up going to see it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, who isn't a superhero fan? I mean, it's almost un-American not to be, you know. So, and I'm glad I got teammates who also are big kids and, you know, want to embrace that culture as well. So it's just a fun thing to do. I mean, we're playing the game, so at the end of the day, it's just another way to have fun with it. You know, we don't take it too serious. So just something else that you can add to your game to make it even more fun than it already is.
Exactly. And I was, I guess the best way to say it is I was snooping on your Facebook a few days ago because I don't know, I just wanted to see if there was something I had missed. And it says on there that you speak a handful of different languages. Do you actually speak these languages?
I actually do speak several different languages, but I guess I should put an asterisk with that because I only speak a couple of words, but technically I do speak all those languages. Not fluently, I never said that, but I still speak.
Yeah, because it said Spanglish, which I'm okay with,
Yeah.
and it says French and Japanese and Italian. And if we're just saying
Yeah.
you know a handful of words and not you can't maybe not speak fluently, then I think I could add a couple of those to it as well. Because I mean, I'm the same way. I took French in high school for a couple years, and I may not can carry on a conversation, but I can tell you what the name of a building is or something like that.
Well, there you go. So yeah, you speak French too. So yeah, go ahead and add that to the repertoire, and I'm impressing people as well on Facebook. But yeah, I mean, if you can say a couple of words, then obviously you can speak it. In my book, that's just a little Darius ology right there. But
Hey, then you heard it here first. According to Darius Fudge, I am fluent in at least four different languages.
go ahead.
And that is good enough for me. So if you'll vouch for me, I'll vouch for you. We're fluent in a ton of different languages then.
Might as well be.
And something that's kind of got brought up in the last few episodes we've had on here, especially when we had Catherine and Jordan on last week, and of course when we had Clinton Solomon on a couple weeks before that, is there a company that you would like to be the spokesman for or endorse their product? Because Catherine mentions a shoe company, and Clinton said he would love to be the face of Express. So, I mean, it seems to be the hot topic. Is there something in particular you would want to endorse?
What would I like to endorse? I never thought about that. I guess it would probably be some type of gaming company, man. I'm a big gamer, so maybe like an EA Sports if they would endorse me, or maybe a indoor football game and let me be the spokesman. I definitely would be willing to endorse that.
Then we need to get with John and Charlie and maybe Tim Brown even about getting with the CIF officials. If there's a CIF video game, I feel like you got to be one of the guys on the cover.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I wouldn't. That's what I would endorse. I mean, all the other things are pretty cool too. But yeah, I definitely, because that's something I enjoy doing in my off time. So why not endorse something that you also believe in?
Exactly. And speaking of video games, what kind of video games do you play? Is there a particular franchise you like, or you just like to kind of mix it up?
For the most part, I kind of mix it up. Right now, what game am I currently playing? I'm stuck in Fallout 4 for a while just because it's just so many facets of the game to where you can probably play for over 100 hours and still have 100 left to play in that type of game. So
Wow.
I'm stuck in that. Whenever I get a free chance, I'm all about Fallout 4.
So probably the end of the season will be when you attack that again, right?
No, man, I get a couple of hours every now and then, in the meantime, between time before season end. But yeah, I'll definitely be heavy, heavy into it after the season is over as well.
Definitely so. And when we had you on, I went back and looked. Well, I felt bad about it. I really felt bad about it. I went back and looked, and I couldn't remember if we had you on last fall or not, but the first official time we had you on here was 363 days ago. It's almost a year to the day the first time we had you on. I was like, wow, has it really been that long?
Yeah, I believe it. I told you, it's been a while, man. I felt like you just forgot about me, man. I know. I
Well,
know I've been around a while, so.
I think it's because we speak usually through text or something like that, but we talk off the show a lot of times. That's me, you, and Frankie, and a lot of the other players will talk
Yeah.
during text or something like that, or Facebook messages. So a lot of times I forget that, or it just may slip my mind that, oh, I haven't had him on in a while.
Yeah, that's true. That I give you a pass, Jeremy. It's all good, man. I won't take it too personal, but yeah, it has been a while.
Well, I appreciate it. And when you were on the first time, you talked about not only because we're from around the same general area over here in the Atlanta area, But you talked about being a Camaro guy, and do you still drive the Camaro?
Yep, still driving that old bucket. I have looking to hopefully upgrade it in the next year or so. They've actually come out with a newer model, which is a little more sleeker than the 2014 model that I have. So looking to go ahead and upgrade into the new Camaro. I'm still in love, obviously, with the style and with the brand. So probably going to stay in Camaros for the next 3 or 4 years.
Well, and, you know, in case the Camaro company or any local Allen, Texas, or Dallas-Fort Worth area dealer of Camaros is listening, I think I got your face of the new commercial here, the face of the new billboard online. So, I mean, he's been driving you guys for a long time and believes in the brand. So, I mean, I don't know why Darius Fudge is not on, you know, the side of a billboard.
I'm with you. That's what I've been trying to tell people. Like, somebody needs to endorse me. Like, somebody. Like, I feel like I'd be a great spokesman, you know, bring a lot to the table. I think I'm very charismatic, and obviously when I speak, I think people listen. So you want to get your brand out there, Chevy, you know, specifically Camaro, then you'll give me a call.
Exactly, and you got the speed, you got the mobility, you got the sleek look, you got the cool design. I mean, it all goes hand in hand with not only – you know, the way you present yourself, but the way they present the car. So, I mean, this is a natural marriage here.
Yeah, Jeremy, I'm going to have to hire you as my agent or something, man. That's a way to go ahead and big me up. Let's make that happen. Let's make a deal.
Exactly. You know, that's the little-known fun fact is I actually went to college to be a sports agent. And once I learned the specifics of it, realized it wasn't really worth my time. There's a lot more legal red tape than you think there is. And I was like, you know what? I'll just take the marketing degree and do it on my own.
Yeah. Cool.
But speaking of degrees, of course, as we learned last year, you were a finance major. And so how's tax season been going for you?
Oh, man. I was hoping that you didn't bring that up. But tax season, God. Everyone knows what time of year this is, man, and it's my most dreaded time. So tax season is in full effect, you know, along with the season. So I'm pulling double duty, kind of burning the candle at both ends. And that actually goes hand-in-hand with my alter ego, you know, being Batman. You know, I'm Bruce Wayne, the accountant that day, you know, taking care of other people's finances and getting their taxes together. And then at night, you know, I go play for the Texas Rebs and put on that cape. So, it all goes full circling. Comes right back to what I started off saying, is taking that persona of Batman. So a lot of people don't know what goes on up under that helmet. And that's the accountant in me.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Maybe we'll have to work that into a celebration coming up soon.
Oh man, I try to keep those worlds just as separate as Bruce Wayne does. I don't even want to. Once I leave the office, I don't even want to think about taxes.
The only number that matters is the six on the board, right?
Exactly, and I'm trying to get a lot of those.
But of course, I mentioned you're from the Atlanta area. Of course, I believe you live in College Park now, right? In the off season.
Yep. Well, actually, I've relocated to Texas, and I've been living here for a little over a year now, and going on 2 years. So since I started playing with the Rebs, I went and relocated. I mean, obviously, I go back and visit in College Park, but I have really just kind of planted a couple of roots here. I won't say that's be my forever home, but I'm planting a couple of roots in Texas. But yeah, definitely born and raised in Atlanta. And live in College Park for a long time, probably for as long as I lived in Atlanta. So.
Yeah, good while. And we're speaking here with Revolution running back Darius Fudge, of course you can follow him on Twitter at DFudge2. Is that still correct?
I think it's DFudge_2. Somebody took my name, so I had to put the underscore. So it's DFudge_2.
We will check on that. It is _2. Wow, had it backwards. Look at that. My stat right. guys are falling down on the job. It's they're not
man.
Having a good week.
See how you
they're...
do me? You forget about me for a year, then I don't know, man. Twitter handle, and thought we were better than that.
Look, I am usually not one to throw somebody under the bus, but we had a show last week, actually, where the wrong theme music got played to start with. So that sound guy had to take a lap around the complex while somebody else sat in for him. And it's looking like the stat guy may be taking a lap very soon as well.
Oh, man. Got to get them right.
I know. They are in preseason form here. Guys, we're in the regular season. We are not far from the playoffs. We have to be better than this.
Yeah, tell them to tighten up.
Exactly. But like I said, as we were talking with you here, Darius, and you being from the Atlanta area, there's a few Atlanta sports things I was going to bring up because I know you still follow the teams not only over that way, but you still follow them over this way. You're a big Hawks fan, right?
Yeah. I mean, any home team, I just because that's who you grew up watching, I'm definitely going to be a fan of and support. Was really looking forward to a championship last year with the great regular season run they had, but, you know, obviously that didn't work out.
Right.
This year will be a little different.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. I was going to ask you, you know, as far as this year, there was the thought of moving on from Jeff Teague and a couple other guys, and they decided to stay with it. I mean, do you feel like it's time to kind of blow up the farm with the Hawks or you know, try to stick with this and maybe pick up a piece here or there?
I think they need to just really pick up a true superstar. I mean, they've shown that they can play as a team and make it far. But I think to win it all, win a championship, they're actually going to have to bring in, like, a true, legit superstar. Nothing to take from the guys that they have now because, obviously, they can play well together. But I think you still need that maybe one or two guys that are just take over the game. I mean, basketball actually – in my opinion, can be won by one or two players, you know, with the other players filling in the role. So I think that's the thing that the Hawks were missing last year and obviously hurt them down the stretch when they came across, you know, superstars in Cleveland. But maybe they'll figure it out.
Man, I really hope so because it would be nice to see a championship in Atlanta. And, you know, moving on quickly to the Falcons, you know, hopefully Dan Quinn can right the ship as far as that. We've talked about it on our Falcons Zone show a couple times. But, I mean, do you think they're trying to right the ship here, or do you think maybe, you know, we may see a whole different team in the next couple of years?
I think it's time to see a whole different team. I mean, I'm glad it's a new coach in there, maybe some new philosophies. But I think it's time to just go ahead and, I mean, keep some of the pieces they have now. But definitely need to make, like, a major overhaul. And, I mean, I think that's why he's in there, to not only bring that new mentality, but to maybe bring in some missing pieces that will help, you know, make us a championship team, or at least a contender.
Right. And not to be outdone, of course, we'll hit the Braves real quickly with I saw a fun fact the other day. Me and my parents actually went – I actually missed a day of school for this. I went to the first game in Turner Field. It was against the Brewers back in 97. Yeah, it was the year after the Olympics, back in 97. We're going to try to go to the last game as well. But can you believe since spring of 97 that they haven't won a single championship while being in Turner Field, and now they're going to tear it down and move to nearby Cobb County?
Yeah, I heard about that. I didn't think it was that long, but, I mean, I do obviously remember the championship since that was probably the last championship Atlanta has seen. Maybe they're superstitious to the point to where they think that's going to make a difference playing in another stadium. So whatever works, man, I'm not really big into superstitions, but who knows, they might turn around and win the World Series next year.
Well, I mean, given that, you know, most fans are having to buy these preseason guys just to know who's still on the team, I mean, it's kind of an interesting time to be a Braves fan.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I kind of feel bad because I probably don't know anything but one or two players on the team, but, yeah.
Well, I'll send you my master list. I was looking at a preseason list earlier, and in all honesty, I didn't recognize but about four or five players, and I keep up with it. So.
Yeah, wow.
But I wanted to bring up as well, I don't know if it's a partnership or if it's a sponsorship or whatever, but the new location of the Palo Tropical over there in the Allen area, have you been able to go over and check that out? Because I know they're doing some kind of promotion with the Texas Revolution this year.
Yes. I am very happy about their promotion. Unfortunately, I haven't received any of the sponsored meals, but I have frequently visited Polo Tropical several times before. I actually really enjoy their food. I mean, it's, they have some really good healthy selections, and it's just a great meal. I mean, I never went there and got anything that I regretted. Tried several things there, but I'm really glad about that, and hopefully I can, before the season is over, take advantage of one of those sponsored meals. It's just the fact that I live in Plano is one that's closer to me that I just, out of convenience, I go to versus the one in Allen. But I'm pretty sure I'll make my way over there once I can get from underneath all these tax returns.
Yeah, you only got about, what, 3 weeks of tax season left?
I'm counting it down, Jeremy.
Because if you remember, I come from a family of tax accountants and and all that. I have my aunt still is in the business, and I just talked to her the other day, and she said she is using the darkest red marker she can to mark off the days.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I mean, you never really get prepared for it, you know.
No.
You know the wave that's coming, but it's just every year, man. It's always something new, with laws constantly changing. But it's not a bad problem to have, you know. That's one thing you can always count on, is that you'll have to do taxes and debt. Only two things you can count on.
Exactly. That is a good thing for one, because I know you said it on the last show as well. And I used to have a third thing to add to it, but I can't remember what it was anymore. But I absolutely agree. I think it was a president or something that said that.
No, I said that, man. Take that away from me. That was me. That was all me.
It probably was. And, of course, we got some fan questions, and you might recognize some of the fan questions down the road. But first fan question I got is, one of the fans noticed your longer hair. They wanted to know, when was the last time you got it trimmed up or a haircut?
I can't even remember the last time I got a haircut. Now it would have to have been 2005, maybe.
Wow.
2000. Yeah, four. It's been a really long time.
Wow, it must be nice, because I get one about every 2.5-3 weeks.
Now, don't get me wrong. I do have to maintain my hair. Sometimes it's just as difficult to, you know, get hair trimmed as it is to keep it done how I do it. So it's still a hassle, but, you know, I wouldn't change it.
Exactly. It's become part of your identity, just like the mask of Batman or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we get all kinds of fun fan questions. We'll get to a couple of them here.
Bring them all.
One that was asked during Clinton's time on the show that I brought it across the board because I thought it was a really good question, is if you win the lotto, if you won the lottery, and this is taken away, buying houses for family or anything like that, what's the one thing you would blow just an obscene amount of money on?
Cruise around the world. Actually looked into that too before, because we have done several lottery pools at my firm. So I looked into how much it would be just to take a cruise around the world, and it was quite expensive. So yeah, I would definitely blow, you know, after the houses and taking care of family and friends, of course, I would definitely blow a lot of that. Cash on just a cruise around the world and enjoy it. You know, saying that there, I love meeting new people. I've actually traveled abroad before, so I love going to new places and experiencing new cultures and even the new food. Sometimes, you know, you have to get used to the the different seasonings or lack thereof. But Yeah, I definitely would love to do that.
And if you don't mind me asking, about how much is a world cruise nowadays?
It was up in the couple hundred thousands for the
Wow.
one I've seen. Yeah. But
That's
I'm pretty sure it was well worth it.
Oh, I'm sure it would be. That's definitely up my alley. I would love to do something like that. So if I hit the
Yeah.
lottery, maybe we'll both go.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Hey, take me with you.
Yeah.
That's a verbal agreement, man. If you're not gonna let me see your name come across.
Yeah, I've already got my plan in place if I ever win the lotto, so I'm not going to divulge it to anybody, but just know that the proper message will be sent your way.
All right, well, can you, well, I'm going to turn to the interviewer. What would you actually spend, avoiding that cars and houses and stuff? What would you spend your cash on?
As many times I ask this question, that's tough. I would, let's
It's hard being on that side, huh? You
I know.
see how difficult it is? I'm nervous and
I know I run
come
into this
on.
occasionally when I call into other shows. They'll flip a question on me, and I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm doing like I'm doing right now and rambling long enough to where I can buy time, come up with a good answer. In all honesty, the first answer that came to my head was I would buy some sort of sports franchise, and I get fussed at by my family all the time. I said, if I had the money, I would buy one. They said, well, what would you buy? And I went, in the back of my mind, I would love to bring the NHL back to Atlanta, but I mean, as far as something that would make money, I mean, it'd have to be an NFL franchise.
Yeah. That
I
is the
mean,
number one sport, so.
it's the hottest ticket in town right now, and that's not taken away from the Texas Revolution, who's probably the top team in the CIF. I mean, I'd love to own them too, but seeing as how I've spoken to the owners, I wouldn't want to take that away from them. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. They're figuring it out, man. Definitely figuring it out.
And I got a couple more fan questions. One fan wants to know about your touchdown celebrations because they saw the two or three distinct ones you did this year, or I mean, just this last game, especially the one where you went and stopped on a particular advertisement or something.
Oh, no, that's kind of like just my patented thing to go to the center of the field, man. I really take a lot of pride in having showmanship, and I feel like it's not a bad seat in the house. So for me to, I guess, give everybody the fair advantage of seeing my celebration, I always try to make my way to center stage. So yeah, most of the time, I get to the center of the field before I start my celebration and use the whole 90-second clock or however long they give us to celebrate. I act like I never scored a touchdown before, or maybe that's going to be my last touchdown, because it might be. So that's what that's all about.
Yep, definitely so. And I believe it was your second touchdown. Explain what's kind of going through your head. You were running for the end zone. I believe you were going up the right side of the field. There's a defensive player right in your way, and instead of getting tackled and going down, you kind of go over the top of him and went into the end zone. What's kind of going through your mind there?
Well, anytime that I get, I call it the fudge zone, which is 10 and in. Anytime I get in there, I just feel like I've just grown a nose for the end zone. And whenever I can see that goal line, I just feel like I got to get there. Like, it's like something just takes over to where I just have to get there. I find a way. Like, sometimes I don't even know how I end up in the end zone. Like, I swear there's been a few times where I've closed my eyes and, next thing you know, I'm landing on the goal line, and I look over and the referee's putting his hands up. So if somebody's right there, I usually look past them into the end zone. So that's usually how that goes. And while I'm laying there, I'm thinking about what my next celebration is going to be. I don't know if you actually got to see it, but my first celebration was actually stole it from somebody. It was Joe Horn who did it, and I mean, that was a long time ago, probably 10 years ago now. But Joe Horn, when he's playing with the New Orleans Saints, he went and grabbed a cell phone from under the pylon and, you know, act like he was calling somebody. So I kind of did the same thing where I actually, you know, I don't know if I get in trouble for this, but I actually had a cell phone in my sock. So when I scored, I pulled a cell phone out of my sock and, you know, kind of did the Joe Horn. So I call him Joe Horn celebration because no one else has done it.
I knew it was from something, and I was watching the video feed because I unfortunately couldn't be there live, and I couldn't see if you had an actual phone or not, but I could hear Sonny Clark on the call, and I'm sitting there watching it. He's like, oh, Fudge is calling up somebody. I joked with the people watching with me. I said, maybe he's ordering a pizza.
Getting a little takeout after the game, yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe Apollo Tropical kind of calling your order.
Yeah, man, whatever. Hey, yeah, see? There you go. That's what I was doing. You know, I'm always trying to give love to the sponsors who obviously show us love throughout the season.
Exactly. And here's another fan question. Apparently this is from one of your biggest fans out there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They want to know about your new talk show. You still with us? Darius, you still there? And, of course, we're going to try to get Darius back on. Apparently, the technical glitches are not done tonight. Let's see. And we're going to try to get Darius back on here in a second. Let's see. Of course, I think he's really going to like when he finds out who one of his number one fans is. But let's see if we can get him back on. And there he is there. All right, you back with us there, Darius?
Right.
I'm not sure what happened there. I think our technical glitches are still continuing tonight.
Yeah, man, somebody don't like me over there, so sorry for whatever I did.
Well, like I said, it's not anything on our end. It's somewhere in between your end and our end, so it's neither of us. But I don't know if you heard our last question, but the one of your top fans over in the area wanted to know about your new talk show.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. I didn't even know I had a new talk show. I would love to have a talk show because I like to talk. But
well, I feel like if I mention the fan that you might have an idea about it.
Okay, who is it?
It is last week's first guest, Catherine Dunn.
Oh, what? That's not my talk show. I feel like that's actually Catherine's talk show. I told her that one day she will have her own talk show, and please make sure that I'm a part of it. So she promised me that. So we can kind of be like, what was that, the Kelly and Mike show?
Yeah.
So we can do something like that.
That's one of my favorites.
It's definitely going to be her show. And like I said, hopefully she doesn't forget about me and have me on enough times to where it can be I can co-host with her.
Live with Catherine and Darius. That sounds good to me.
Hey, I do my best to keep up with her, man. She's such a great interviewer. Anytime that she comes up to me, I always tell her that I get so nervous. But once, you know, she starts going and starts speaking, you know, just like you do, because when someone speaks confidently, it makes the other person feel like, hey, I can do this too, so. I feel like if she did have a show, I'll be able to, you know, match her level of expertise in interviewing and be able to have a great show.
Oh, exactly. And one of the things she mentioned last week was when she's doing the Inside the Revolution, if she needs a quick sound bite or if she needs something to kind of get everything going, she tries to find you on the sideline and you just kind of freestyle something real quick that ends up being, you know, one of the gems of the show.
Yeah, we joke about that, man, because I always ask for, you know, give me something of what you're going to say or nothing. She just comes and just starts talking. I'm like, oh, man. So I just told her, like, hey, I just was freestyling that. I don't even know, you know, what was going to happen. But she's like, oh, you did great. And, you know, it turns out it really does. I guess they do some great editing inside the Revolution because it actually does come out pretty good. So.
Well, it does help they have the production staff and everything, but it also helps when you have great guests and you have a super interview person because, I mean, I've been a fan of Catherine's ever since I saw the first episode of it, and, it was good having her on last week, but, I mean, she really could go places. She has a lot of talent, and she's real confident in what she does.
Yep, I agree. I'm just glad to, you know, have met her now before she really blows up. And she, of course, you know how that goes. She won't answer the phone anymore. She won't respond back to your messages. And I'm just joking. She's so sweet, and I'm down to earth. I mean, really surprised at, you know, how well she does the interviews because, you know, she's brand new to it. And I'm like, dang, you seasoned vet, you know. So.
Exactly. And I guess you knew I was just about to tag her in a post or that the show was about to tag her in a post when you said that. So I know Catherine's listening, and social media shout-out to her and Sonny Clark and Jordan Brown, who I know is always listening and was in last week. Next fan question is actually
I heard Jordan talking bad about me last week, always downing me, always wanting me to go ahead and hang up the cleats so he can just take over and, you know, make everybody forget about me, man, you know. So.
Yeah, the next fan question was actually, I think we had asked you last year about it, but since it's a new season, it may be a little different. What's it like sharing the backfield with Jordan, and do you guys ever compete in anything off the field?
And it is absolutely the best having Jordan in the backfield with me. That is become one of my like best friends on and off the field. Obviously, we have to play the same position, which doesn't allow us to, you know, obviously be in at the same position at the same time. But you know, Coach Mann has found ways to where we both can be on the field at the same time, but just not at the same position, just to capitalize on the talent that we have on such a talented team. So, you know, Jordan is, like I said, one of my best friends, and just watching his maturation over the past season is really a delight, man. And I feel like a coach almost because, you know, him being a younger guy and me being a vet, so many things that I've seen that I try to tell him about that I wish I would have had somebody tell me about in the beginning, but to see him develop and just grow as a running back, it's just awesome. Anytime he makes a big play, like I'm just really happy. And I hope that he continues to grow. You know, definitely want to see him peak, and hopefully he can make a way to get to another level, a higher level, so he can show everybody else, you know, what I already see inside of him. So really, really enjoy that.
And like the second half said, do you guys compete in anything off the field?
No, I can't compete with Jordan. The one thing I try to compete with him is in fashion, but he is like the most fashionable guy, like really GQ man of the year when it comes to fashion. But I can't compete with him and nothing off the field, man. Jordan is—he's just an all-around solid dude, and I ain't no competition between me and him, man. He's like, you know, a little brother I never had. So ain't no competition. Man. It's all admiration. It's all love.
Exactly. That's that family aspect that I talk about each and every week. And anybody that asked me about the Revolution, I said it's the most family atmosphere I've ever seen. Whether it was last year, whether it was this year, because, I mean, there's probably equally enough talent this year on the team as there was last year. What do you think adds to that family-like aspect of it?
Well, the thing is, playing his game, a team sport, for you to actually, in my opinion, for you to actually be successful, you have to have that kind of family brotherhood type of atmosphere, just because you spend a lot of time with these guys, you know, and you also depend on them like your family, you know. You hold them accountable, you know, you fight with them, you compete with them. So if you really, truly want to be successful and be a better team, you got to kind of look at it like a family, and that's the only way you can grow and also reach higher goals for yourself and the team. So the only way you're going to thrive is if you got that family atmosphere, and that's what we're building. You know, we got a lot of guys from last year, got some new faces that are filling in the pieces from some of the guys that we lost and left behind. But yeah, I mean, you keep the core together like we have, and you know, bring in veterans like myself and Frankie and Quentin. Even Jordan is somewhat of a veteran now, man. He's you know, filling into a leadership role, and having great coaches behind that to bring it all together is a great thing that can happen.
Absolutely. And, of course, you guys got the game coming up this weekend against the Dodge City Law, who are out to
Is that who we play? I don't even know who we play this weekend. Don't matter.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. It doesn't matter, nah. Does it? Nah, you guys will be in Dodge City on Saturday. I thought it was Saturday. Against the Dodge City Law, of course, in the United Wireless Arena. 7 o'clock start, but yeah, 7 o'clock start on that one as well. Of course, if you can't be there live, you can watch on eversport.tv.com. I don't know if you checked out Eversport. All the games are free this year in the CIF. And it's actually a pretty good feed. It's a slightly better feed than I'm not going to mention the website it was on last year because, you know, they're working out their kinks. But, you know, if you get a chance, you can always go back and watch the replay and watch all your celebrations.
I haven't even done that yet, man. It's funny. I don't really go back to watch the celebrations. I go back to watch what I did wrong and try to correct that. But it'll be one day I'll make me a highlight of my celebrations, because I do feel like I got like the best celebrations in the game. You know, but I might be a little biased about that. I'll let you be the judge.
I think you gotta easily be there in the top. I mean, and that's an unbiased answer, because you definitely have the more creative ones as far as all that. And maybe we can get Rhapsody there or intern Dave, who's not the intern anymore. One of them to throw
together.
No,
he's always going to be the intern. Always going to be the intern, man.
Yeah, I think he's the permanent intern, honestly. But maybe we can get them to throw together a video package of some kind. Or at least, you know, I guess you watch video. You watch game film now, right? You weren't a big fan of it before.
Yeah, I wasn't. I mean, that's just only because early on in my career, I was told not to. But you know, now I'm trying something different. So I watch game film a little bit now. Well, I guess it's a lot more than I did before, because I wasn't watching it all. But now. Yeah, I'll watch it.
Like I said, if you ever want to watch any of the Revolution games from this weekend, or if you guys, you know, the Friday night games or any of the other games, eversport.tv, I believe, is the website. You can watch anybody in the CIF. They also got other stuff besides indoor football. They're actually a pretty good website. But as we always, we like to end on a not so serious note, because we get a lot of fans text in and tweet us that we always end on serious questions. The last question here, and this is we always get some. Well, there's actually two. I'll ask you the kind of really out there question, and then I'll ask you the normal one that's related to it. But a fan wants to know. If you were a Skittle in the bag, what color would you be? So basically, your favorite Skittle color.
Ooh.
Are you a big Skittles fan?
I'm not a big Skittles fan, but I know green is my favorite color, because I used to love the Green Ranger, Green Power Ranger growing up. So
see,
that was just an easy one.
I almost loaded up the Power Rangers theme as well, and I said, no, I'm just going to leave it with the Batman.
It was right there. Batman. The Power Ranger was, that was a long time ago.
I'll load that one up next time. And then, of course, the last fan fun question, and, of course, if anybody does want to send us in any questions for future guests, 3endzone@gmail.com, at the Impact 99, at Team Impact Media, or, of course, hit us up on Facebook. We're easy enough to find. Or send them straight to Darius or any player, and we'll get them to answer them here. But the last question is they want to know, since your last name is Fudge, what's your favorite flavor of fudge?
You know what? If I hadn't been asked that question a million times, I never would.
Right?
Man, the funny thing is, I actually, when I was in college, you know, the great Western Carolina University, they had a, I don't know what you call it, I guess maybe just a candy store. And when the, it was a local store, and when they found out, obviously one of the players' last name was Fudge, they would send me boxes of fudge after the game. And, I know, really original. And I actually, that was probably the first time that I had, like pure fudge, because it's usually, like, some combination that goes with it. And it was really, really disgusting. So every game I would get a box and just give it to, like, my offensive lineman or some big guy or something, because I don't like the taste of fudge, like, at all. Like, no flavor. So no flavor would be my favorite flavor.
Wow. So, see, there you go. You know, when Clinton was on, we had a fan ask if he was related to President Clinton, which I thought was pretty funny. But come to find out, one of his nicknames is Bill, because part of his family is from Arkansas, and like one of his aunts always calls him Bill because his name was Clinton. So, I mean, we learn all kinds of stuff.
Wow, yeah, I didn't even know that, and I've been knowing Clinton a long time, man. I didn't know that. He's probably more related to George Clinton than he is Bill.
Probably
Clinton.
So. I wouldn't doubt he can play an instrument either.
Yeah.
But, you know, shout-out to Western Carolina University as well, because, you know, as we always do, we like to give a shout-out to the people who either don't think they're getting a shout-out or the people who deserve more credit than they're given. So shout-out to Western Carolina, because you produce great people like Darius Fudge. And shout-out to Atlanta and College Park and the Fudge family for producing Darius Fudge here, because by far you're by far one of my favorite players, and that's an unbiased statement as well. And it's absolutely great getting to have you back on. I promise you, and I promise the fans right here on my own show, we will have you on before the end of the year, and we won't make it seem like you're such a stranger. I will totally come under the, I will jump under the bus for that one. It is probably my fault that we haven't had you on.
Oh man, it is all good, Jeremy. I appreciate all that, and definitely enjoy this time. I mean, even though it's been a while, man, I was really looking forward to it. And again, really enjoyed it.
Well, definitely so. And congratulations on the three-touchdown day over the weekend. And we look forward to many more touchdowns and celebrations. And, of course, those W's in the column for the Revolution. And good luck the rest of the season. And we'll see you on down the road, Darius.
All right, thanks, Jeremy. Take it easy.
And, of course, that was running back Darius Fudge. And that's, you know, I like all these players, but by far, Darius is one of my favorite. It's always fun talking to him. And like I said, I will completely throw myself under the bus. The fact that it quite possibly had been a year since we've had him on. And it's because, like I said, I talk to these players a good many times during the week. And there's a good chance I just totally skipped over his name or just forgot to have him on. So I will take the bullet on that one. And, you know, just super getting to have him on. And I know he's a lot of people's favorite player, including Catherine Dunn, who said it last week, because he's always got something good to say for the show. And he's just a great ambassador for the game of football in general, let alone the indoor team or the Texas Revolution. But, you know, as I said, they did pick up the win over the Mesquite Marshals over the weekend. Your final score, 41-31. I believe it was a little closer. You know, just it seemed like a few times execution was not quite there, but I give the Marshals credit on a lot of that. They were throwing a lot of different looks at you know, defensively, that I'm not sure if the Revolution were ready to see, or stuff that, you know, sometimes you practice all day thinking they're going to do one thing, they do something you've never seen before. But they were able to pull out the victory, including Frankie had the pick. He actually, I like it. He hopped the wall and he gave the ball to his dad. That was really cool. You don't get to see that in the pro environment. So, you know, shout out to Frankie for doing that. And, you know, they're able to get the victory. They're 2-0, or, yeah, 2-0 now as far as their record on the season. They're on their way to hopefully going to another championship and this year raising that trophy and bringing it back to the Allen Event Center and to you guys. Of course, like I said, they play the Dodge City Law this Saturday at a 7 p.m. start, Central Time. Should be a good time. Eversport.tv has all the games on, and make sure to check those out. But that's going to do it for me this week. I appreciate my guest Darius Fudge being on, and I promise you guys it will not be that long before we have him back on again. Social shout out to Jordan Brown at Jordan Brown 6 and Catherine Dunn. It's Catherine or it's Catherine Dunn. Also at Couch Potato SS. Of course, that's Sonny Clark. Catch him on there. His shows will be on later in the week. He'll have the pre-show. He'll have the broadcast, always does a little bit of a post-show afterwards, of course, his weekend shows where he talks about all things sports. I always enjoy him. I'm sure you guys will as well. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for joining us on Revolution Zone right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you next week. Cannons up. Go Revs.